sir, Mr. President.
Well, how's your morale today?
Well, mine's fine. I think things are going quite well on the front of the peace initiatives. Hugh Scott really cut up our Democratic friends today. It's amazing. We haven't heard much from the Democrats. There's nothing on today's wires. They said not a word yesterday. Well, I'm delighted, of course, if they stay quiet, because what it enables us to do is to bring over some doves, Brad Morse and Whalen and possibly Mathias Cooper are going to file up. I'm trying to talk them into making it a statement, but they want to do a resolution. But it follows the exact lines of your proposal. So if we can swing some doves over before the Democratic big guns start, it's great. But Scott today was marvelous. He said that there are only three things to do. You can settle this by Vietnamization, negotiation, or abject surrender. And he said, right. Some critics of the administration want surrender. Scott said, I don't think it's their own wish, but that's what they are pleading. And he really, Jesus, he really cut them up beautifully. Well, I think he's going to be more and more help to us this year, Mr. President. That's right. And that's exactly right. And he's at peace with himself. And, he wants your help. He wants to be on the Nixon side when he has another leadership fight. But I got your memorandum, and we will keep the... Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. I have the party. Well, Rogers, we've got Bill now pretty steamed up. He has sent messages out around the world to all of his posts asking for foreign reactions, because what he is initially getting out of the foreign press is very favorable. And what he wants to do then, or what we've urged him to do, and I think he will do, is Monday or Tuesday to have a press conference and to say, I've received reports from all over the world. Here's what I have learned from France. Pompidou's comments today, for example.
Putting that little thing, which Henry suggested, was a smart thing.
Very, 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 because of course you got him coming out praising it. And
very unusual.
No, and but Rogers thinks we'll get some of this from around the world, from other places that's unexpected, Italy perhaps. And that if we do, he can make a hell of a good press conference out of that. So we have things going. Laird is on Meet the Press on Sunday, and he's going to be good. He'll hit back if they talk about any of the critics speak tomorrow. He'll hit back on it. I pulled the vice president back really from hitting it too hard tomorrow.
Yeah.
The critics, because
they aren't criticizing it hard yet.
So they're really not. And
that's right.
If there's no point in drawing them out.
Don't draw the sword so that it mobilizes.
Exactly. What I'd like most to do is to have a few more days to work on some of the moderates, if we get them over. And we show the national unity, I think that'll do more to help your popularity and support for the position than having them in a big battle.
Well, that's a big battle.
Oh, well, the points are excellent. We're all geared up. We've got this. The positive points are very good. Excellent. And the positive points that you make, Mr. President, are first rate. And I would add to it that there's a very interesting thing that some of our fellows did today, was go back and pick your statements out of 1968. Because I'm sure you remember it, but you gave some speeches about the responsibility of a presidential candidate not to criticize his government for fear of undermining negotiation.
That's right. I said that at the time of the bomb.
Yes, sir. And we've dug them out, and they're just great. And you line those up just in juxtaposition to what the Democrats said. And God, it makes them look awful. I mean, here they are berating our government. We're putting together another. We got the Q&A out yesterday. That's gone all over the place. And that's last night. And I don't know whether Bob showed you a copy. I think it's quite good. Well, it was good. We got short, crisp questions and good tight answers to it. And then we have, we're going to do a second one, which will be your statements in 68, the role of a presidential candidate would be in foreign policy, in criticizing foreign policy initiatives. It sure as hell is a stark contrast.
Right.
Stark contrast. Good. Okay. I talked to Frank Stanton today, who was going to, I think, from what he said, use the Sinlicher poll results, which will be final as of tomorrow. Sinlicher told me this morning that you're still running 52 to 53, even 3 days later. Feelings are just as strong as each day's returns come in, about 600. And another very significant figure is that 80% feel that, close to 80% feel that you are doing all you can to end the war in Vietnam, which is an interesting question, which he will put out, and I think we'll get Stanton to use on CBS. He was very thrilled.
We're not, he was, did he tell you about my call?
Oh, yes, told me right away about it.
He was in place.
Very much so. He said you were very thoughtful of it. He very much appreciated it. I said, I'm calling you, Frank, because you'd earlier in the week said, what could you do to help? In connection with public support, he said, someone has got this fascinating poll. He can either release it to the general press or give it to you exclusively. I think getting it on CBS exclusive on the network is worth a hell of a lot more.
Sure.
Before he even answered, he said, say, I want to tell you how much I appreciate the president's calling. So thoughtful of that. You know, he loves his ego.
Sure. Well, they deserve it. They did do a good job.
Yeah. Right.
On the technical.
Yeah, right. With Dan Rather sometimes.
Oh, the hell with that.
Scally's been doing a good job with those fellows this week. I didn't.
Scally is just doing good.
He really is. He told me, and I didn't know this until after the fact, that he'd spent an hour with Brinkley before that. Brinkley commentary. And he's been working Marvin Kelb, who's been quite good, and Martyr, and some of the fellows that we can't normally get to. And John is, I think John's been doing a damn good job of that. The tone of the press, Mr. President, is very, very good. I'm sure you've read it in the news summary, but the editorials that I've seen,
they've been
heard
good,
about.
Yeah. Henry was concerned about the ego, about Gotti Rest and
oh, hell.
Joe Kraft. And I said, what the hell do you expect them to do? And they're going to piss on them. And I said, that's not news. I said, what's news?
Exactly. Well, even Rustin only pissed on it halfway. I mean, he had to kind of give you a couple of grudging points for it.
Yeah. I don't read any of these big words. They have 50%,
I think
it's plenty there.
Well, every now and then I have to read it, and I'm sorry I do, but I...
Right.
You should. You have to. You have to. Much as I hate to. Hartson did a fine job today on the dock strike. Just kicked the hell out of the Congress because they're dawdling on that, and your message went up a week ago, so he gave him quite a kick in the bottom.
I noticed with great interest today as I met with the construction industry group that, except for myself, the only other men in the room were wearing flags for the labor
leaders.
By God, I love those guys. They are fine. The big lions and all that bunch, you know, they're solid. They really feel, I think, they feel a pretty close identification with me.
Well, the man, they do. No question about it.
And I just keep right in there.
Well, I think your call yesterday was, the more I thought about it last night, was just a stroke of timing and
the do. I mean, so Meany now knows that there's no heart to them.
I called Lovestone today and told him, and he just was thrilled. He said, oh, wonderful. He said, you know, Meany's Irish. He'd never do it himself. But he said, that'll impress him. And he said, oh, he did tell me. He said, he is mad as hell at Dean Miller and Barkin for putting that thing out in the AFL-CIO News that they were out to the feature. And he said, you just can't tell, Chuck, what goes through that man's mind. He said, he got awful mad at that. He said,
they didn't bear it.
Oh, sure they did. And he repudiated it publicly. And he's never done that before, you know. And he may just kick up his heels, right? It's a long way, as you say, and we keep our eye on.
Okay.
Market was good today.
Oh, did it hold?
Yes, it was up 6.5.
Oh, it went up?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, there's awful good
news. I don't know what in the hell the market does. There isn't much to have it go up, you know, with the retail sales figures being lower than I thought.
Well, they're a little flat. They're not down. They're 6% up, but it's not a big
market over 900.
Yes, sir. The leading indicators were quite
that was the thing that gave us push.
Quite a boost yesterday. And the other thing, which is I take great comfort in, I don't know whether I haven't talked to Herb Stein about it, but I sure as hell think it's impressive, and that is the huge decline in the insured unemployment claims, way down in the month of December. Well, it went down.
It's eventually got to be reflected in some
has
lowering of the unemployment.
It has to, Mr. President.
Must go anything to say.
Well, or the other problem is that, you know, the insured unemployment claims are full-time workers. You get teenagers coming in. And if you knock down the full-time workers can be knocked down by a full percent. If the teenagers go up by a percent, just in the total figure, it washes out.
Okay.
But, or they can be jimmying the figures. I know full well how to do it, if they want to. But the two things that came out today, I think, are most encouraging, or yesterday. One is that, I think it was Yeah, but the component of leading indicators that was the biggest drop, or the biggest improvement, is the drop in uninsured unemployment. But second thing is the decline in labor surplus areas, particularly on the West Coast. Three areas were dropped from the labor surplus list. And Hutchinson used that as a basis to just kick the Congress, saying, you guys don't get moving. You know, we've got an improving economic situation. Six areas came off nationally, three in California, which is great. So if that takes a healthy turn, I just think that'll be damn helpful to us.
Okay. You'll be interested.
Yes, I'll get it right away. Thank you, Mr. President.